everyone. Well, today is Wednesday, and the date is the 18th of April, 2018. So we'll clear the date for you. Go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just in case I need a little more energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. Okay, so let's give you some wonderful energy apiece coming through the light beam on your monitor screen. So here we go. Use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. If you have a situation, condition happening, whatever, here we go. Let's release that from you at one timeline. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll turn it over to our co-host. So, Shell, are you all ready?
Yep, I'm all ready. Hello. Hi, Ron, and welcome everybody to Creation Lightship. And if you want to email us, of course, you know you can go to the class chat, or you can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that is actually going to be changing soon. We will let you know when it changes so you can send us new emails into our new email box, but it has not changed yet. So we still have a few days on that. Okay, well, Ron, it seems like we have several different conversations going about all sorts of different things that have been going on lately, and we have a special call coming up on Saturday. So if anyone wants to be on that, there are two prerequisites. That's the emotional whole life clearing and the mental whole life clearing, and it's only $20, so great call to be on. But Ron, if you like, I'll just start with an email that I have right here.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so one of our listeners wrote in, they said, a person that I subscribe to on YouTube posted an extremely cute picture of a young toddler. Everyone over and over again commented on the cuteness of the baby. I felt like the child was being courted and possibly robbed of her spirit by all the people wanting to hold and kiss her. I ran her name as the daughter of the poster in the Be Here Now clearing and felt her spirit thank me as I ran the clearing. It was like a little blue spark of light. I was very moved that I was able to help this small spirit free itself, but the picture remains online.
That's very nice. Great.
Gosh, it is very nice. Thank you, listener, for doing that. I know that, yeah, people put a lot of videos on there online, and I'm sure they get different hits. I always wonder about the people who get, you know, rather negative comments and stuff that not got to feel good, I'm sure. Okay, so it looks like there's been a couple from this listener, so let me just go back a little bit, see if there's another one. No, maybe it is just that one. Okay. Well, this one says, and this is from the same person, it says, I'm reiterating my previous email about entering everyone I know now and in the past, both positive and negative, in the Be Here Now clearing after disconnecting from my soul family. I feel their energy leaving my body, especially in the physical body retrieval part one. This is my go-to clearing now since it is easy and free, and most of all, works. These two clearings combined with the courting release call from yesterday has me feeling very free and full of light. Thank you again, Ron. You are the only person qualified on the planet to perform true heart-based light healings. Yay. So true. Yeah, so I think that may have been the conversation that you guys were having on Monday, but it basically, so he's done his soul family disconnection, and he's going through the Be Here Now clearing, putting in each person's name so that they can kind of be released from their connection to his physical body. It sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah. that wouldn't be bad.
Yep. He said he's putting in both people that have had a positive and a negative effect on his life. So basically everyone. So really good idea. Okay, let's see. I'll wait on that one. Okay. Somebody is wondering about how to purchase the abortion clearing for someone else. I have tried to purchase the abortion clearing for someone that I know, but there is no place to put someone else's name, and I'm afraid if I buy it, I will not be able to use it for her. What should I do?
Oh, boy. And normally it's just for the person buying it. Well.
Isn't there a place where you put in who it's being worked on?
No, I'm not sure. I haven't looked at that clearing since I put it up, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember, but if there is a place, then you would put, it's okay, well, when you buy it, sometimes they do ask who is the clearing for, but if they don't, you buy it, but then you put their name in, but then you only use it for that person, ever. I'm not sure if, I haven't seen it myself, and I haven't seen it, so. I can't say whether or not it is one of those where you just put the name in like all the others. You could buy it, and it, maybe if they can't put in the other person's name that they're buying it for, when they get the receipt, they can send the receipt to you and say, hey, Ron, this clearing is for this person, and then
that
run
work.
It to you.
Yeah, that's good. So that'll work.
I think they just want you to know that it's for another person, not necessarily the person that bought it.
Yeah, very good. That'll work.
Okay, so listener, I hope that helps. If it doesn't, please, email back and let us know if we can further give you any ideas. But and then on the clearing itself, it should have a place for you to put that name of who you're running it for. So. Okay. Okay, well, Ron, how's the weather where you are?
Not bad. Getting better, being in the 70s a few days. That's
oh,
snow this morning, I guess. It's strange weather.
I think all the birds are going to go to where you are because we had a big snowstorm here where I am, and there's quite a bit of snow on the ground, and it's supposed to be warm, right? But people are like, oh, no, we're going to get more snow. I'm like, it's the middle of April. So we've all been putting out food for the birds just to make sure they can make it for the last couple of days, because if they're here, it's because they expected spring to be here by now. Okay. So, all right, we have a testimonial here, Ron. It says, like in the book Ready Player One, I guess the book is called Ready Player One. A character tells the protagonist, don't waste your life playing video games. After all, reality is the only place you can get a meal. In my case, I wasted years of my life and consciousness trying to find out whether or not I could actually hold the light energy from the healing. Only today have I realized that I can hold the light even with one or two day breaks in between being in the website. I realized this far before death, like Ron says, people on their deathbed realized they wanted peace their whole life and missed out. So don't second guess yourself. Don't worry about making the ascension. Just do the clearings and have faith in your spirit and the work Ron does all the time, and the changed way you live your life and act based on Ron's teachings. You can do so much better than be a slave and worry and, always be in your mind. Make a full life and be at peace. Just thought I'd send this message out there. Thanks. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's good. You want to talk about that a little bit, Ron?
No. I'm good. Great. Right.
Yeah.
You want to stay in peace. You want to stay in the new mood. So that's the whole thing is you start getting too mental with everything. You know, I'm not answering the question here, you know, what the person said, but when you start getting too mental, then you're down the rabbit hole, and then you're trying to figure out everything. So if you're a person that likes to figure things out or internet searching, trying to find answers, right away you're down the rabbit hole. So just know that, and you got to get back into the peace energy. And in the new earth, that's the whole thing, where you want to be. The old earth will give you timelines and duality and problems and situations where the new earth is peaceful. And there's no judgment there. So that's kind of the way to state that. Back to you.
Okay. So, yeah, that's right. I, you know, we have all these wonderful healings, and then, you know, we do them, but I think there's this, maybe it's something in kind of like human lore where we believe, you know, from watching movies and TV shows and maybe what we've been taught throughout the history of man, that some miraculous, you know, woo-woo thing is going to happen, but you do all these healings, and then you find, oh, I'm still living in the world. Well, does that mean that I'm going to ascend someday? But this person is basically saying, and you're basically saying, like, go ahead and just trust that you have done the healings and that it is going to work. Yes, you are still here now, and although it is probably better for you, a better experience for you in general, you're eventually going to move on because you've released yourself from those densities. So I'm hoping that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Good. It's good to know. It's like, yeah, you're still here, but you know what? It's going to work this time. So, yay. I'm so glad. Okay. All right. Well, now I have someone here. I'm going to just forward an email to you, but it is about the brain call. So I'm just going to say a little bit about what it is. The person bought it twice for themselves and realized that they just bought it twice. So they're wondering if they can have a friend of theirs do the call, but, and, you know, that's for you guys to decide. But the prerequisites are the emotional healing and the mental healing. So if the person hasn't done those, then you would have to do them for them or work something else out, because I realize that that makes it difficult for Ron to work on everybody else, actually, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. Whenever I have a call and nobody's done their emotional clearing and you're a newbie, boy, it's really sluggish. And I have to do a lot more work to help, you know, that individual person. So at this point, I choose not to do the calls. So if we have a prerequisite on it, it has to be done. So, you know, it's too hard for me energetically to work with somebody who hasn't had clearings. So that one does need a clearing, you know, for those two, emotional and mental. Well, that's what's needed.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So if the person has had those, or you're willing to get those for that person, then I guess, you know,
yeah, no problem whatsoever.
Okay. But if they haven't had them and they can't afford to buy them for the person, then, you know, you can let them know what else they can do with their $20.
Just let me know and I'll send you a refund. No problem.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I think this next email has to do with something that you guys may have been discussing on Monday, that a person says they've been commanding their spirit, and then you were like, oh, no, it does depend on the command, because your spirit isn't capable of everything. So the person wrote in the exact commands that they do, And this is what they wrote in. They said, I command my spirit to be in my body and stay in my body all night while I sleep. Do you think that one is working?
Yeah, it's good to state that, yes. Whether or not your spirit will stay there is hard to say. Remember, your spirit is there to protect your body. Well, we'll just talk about that, okay? So your spirit's to protect your body. If you're on timelines and something's happening to you, which you're there physically on a timeline, then it will go to that location to protect the body. So it will leave you as you're sleeping, and the part of you that's awake on timelines, and maybe you're on 500 timelines. So your spirit now is bouncing across 500 timelines of different events trying to protect you, to wake you up, to become more conscious. And that's what it does. Now, if you're having a situation and there's pain involved with that, then naturally your spirit is going to leave that body. So I'm just talking about it here. You know, you are assuming and hoping that, by doing that little affirmation, we'll say, man in your spirit to stay here, that it would stay here if you weren't on timeline. Remember, the spirit doesn't know if you're on a timeline or not, just knows that you're having a physical life somewhere and it needs some assistance. So it will leave you. So I guess the next thing that the person does, we'll comment on that one.
Okay. So the next one that they do is they say, I command my spirit connect to the mind of my body for a restful, uninterrupted sleep.
Don't know what that would be. I don't know how it'll only connect probably when you're doing some type of healing on yourself. Oh, I can't say that's valid, but it sounds good. Next one.
Okay, and the next one is, I command my body, chakras, aura, spirit, and this home all to be real and on the CLS New Earth.
Well, yeah, that might work. Just see if it works.
Okay. Okay, and then the fourth one is, I command to stay connected to the light beings doing my healings on the computer, and that all healings are integrated into my body.
You can't connect to a light being because you think you can. So you're using the mental energy, it sounds like to me, to connect to the light being, and they cannot be corded or connected to you.
Hmm. Okay. So the one that you felt did work pretty well, though, was, I command my spirit to be in my body and stay in my body all night while I sleep.
Yeah, as long as you're not on timelines, that would be a great thing to say, yes.
Yeah.
You have to remember, See, when you're commanding your spirit, the spirit only works in the present moment, so it will stay in that present moment until some event happens. Then it can leave you. So you're living, if you're in the new earth, one command would probably work perfectly fine, as you're not going to go into duality. But once you're in duality, then you're only working in the present moment. That's why when you do a timeline crash, you're dealing with energies either in the past or the future, and those energies are being taken away from you so you can be in the present moment. So using the present moment now to go into the past or the present, or in the future, to eliminate a timeline that you could possibly be on. But you're doing the clearing in the present moment. It's a lot like what I mentioned to people. Like some people think that when they go to the light ship and they're dealing with, let's say, the dolphins, and they tell the dolphin that they have maybe a hurt ankle or something, and they like to have them fix it or to make it better or whatever, you're saying. But once you state that, it's done. Okay? That present moment is over with. No, a second will say after you said it. Did that healing work for you? Okay? Did the body integrate it? Did you feel better after that? Remember, body takes time to do healing. Just because that's the way it is now with most people's bodies. But, you know, doing it, talking about it, clearing, having it done, done instantly, and then if you didn't have any results that you liked, then you need to do it over again. And if you're with the dolphins, for instance, or any other light beam, they won't know you after they did the clearing. They're not there holding your hand, you know, for the hour of time that you're on a call. The present moment is where they work. And then when you request it again, then they appear. You're a brand new person to them because they have no memory of the past. They only work in the now. And then you state what you'd like to have done. Process is done after you stated that instantly. That's one way to look at that. Naturally, you know, they're out of time, so they could work with you longer than what it is here, we'll say. But ideally, you know, once you state it, it's done. There's no overflow of time or underflow. You know, it's sort of like you writing with a pen or pencil on a piece of paper. Say you write the letter A. Well, you wrote the letter A, and it's done. You can't go back and say, well, gee, you know, you could say, did the pen or pencil work, in a sense? Did it write on the paper? If it wrote on the paper, it's over with. Then you go to the next letter. You don't go back and try to say, well, I don't know, this doesn't look good enough, or, you know, there's a problem with this here, because you already made your manifestation. Manifestation you made with your pen or pencil is in the present moment, and it's done and over with. So it's not like you have invisible ink, we'll say, in your pen, and it was there once and gone the next moment. It's completed. Now you're in the next phase of manifestation. Oh, back to you.
Right. Very interesting. I believe there was something kind of said a while ago. It was ask and it shall be done, and you have to just know that it's done.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, that's a good way of stating. You need to know that it's done, but most people don't know because you don't have the knowing to know if it's done or not. Remember, your body might take a half an hour to integrate it, okay, or maybe it might take a day or two. It depends what energy you're working with. And there's two ways to look at that, but basically, now, we'll just talk about the body just needing to integrate the healing that's invisible to you, energetic healing. And then the other healing is where it's physical. That happens normally, you know, instantly also. So when I do that one particular call, that is the body, I think it's the restoration call, which we did, you know, months ago, that is physical healing, okay? That one call. Where the other ones could be more energetic. It depends what call you're on, okay? If we're working with the energetic bodies or not. When you do a clearing, whole lifetime clearing, then you're working with the energetic bodies associated with you, and those are invisible. And those, they have an energy that when it's cleared off, then it can work with your physical body and realign everything in it because it got rid of the gunk. So it aligns back to your perfection or the part of you that wasn't contaminated, just put it that way. So I guess back to you. We'll see if we get any more questions on that.
Yeah. I'll see if anything else comes in. Ron, is there any healing that you would like to do regarding any of what you were just talking about?
Well, we we could do a physical healing. Those will be on the light ship, and this will be dealing with your disc in your back, okay, or neck, in your spine. So if you think you have a concern, you need to state what it is. Remember, the light ship and the light beings see you as perfect. And so you need to tell them what you'd like to have put back into balance. That's what's actually happening. And if you know you have a problem with a certain area, maybe your back goes out in a certain area all the time, and it may be disc-related. I don't know about that, but we could kind of assume that maybe. Or you have muscle tension, but we'll work with the disc if we can help you out with that. So people out there may know they have a problem. Other people who don't know they have a problem, maybe just pick an area that maybe your back goes out, or maybe your neck crackles or something, a crackle pop or something when you move it. So here we go. I'm going to count to 100. And remember, this is your particular choice of what you want looked at. You can't say your whole back, okay, because you need to focus on one particular disc area. Here we go. And if you don't know what the disc is, just put your hand there and put some fingers there, and we'll see what happens. So I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Now, the healing is actually done, but I'll continue on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. How are you feeling, Michelle?
Oh, fantastic. I always love it when there's a slight little euphoric feeling in the area. Instead of pain, it actually feels great, like really good. So it's really good. Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we have a really good question. This is from a listener. They've been listening for a while, and they have two people who've been involved long-term with metaphysical practices, and recently two individual people, have listened to your radio show, and they're warming towards purchasing a clearing. I will need to let them know about spirit integration for when they complete a clearing. However, the whole life, emotional body, etc., do not have the spirit integration included. What will I tell them to do? So what many of us do is we find one of the free clearings or one of the bundle clearings that are like $10 for the whole month. Typically, I use the 2,000-year barcode one just because it has at the bottom the spirit integration. And I open that as a separate window, and then I put my name in there. And then I run the whole life clearing. So as that darkness is coming out, the whole life clearing, then the spirit integration is working to get your spirit to stay back in your body. And many people just run that spirit integration, you know, whenever they're doing a healing. They run it all night. It feels really good. So the person also says, I doubt if they will buy other healings until they receive some effect from the first purchase. But if this is the first one they're doing, and they do the emotional to start with. I know, especially for me, it has been other people's experience as well. There is a meter on there where you can choose whether or not you want to put it up from 1 to 20. So what that meter is how much you feel the healing, but you can have it at 1 and not feel it, but it still works. But if you really want to feel it, and this is like your first one, and you're like, oh, I don't know, let's see if this really works, then you turn it up to 20, and you'll definitely feel it. And if you choose to do that, I suggest to do it before you go to bed, the last thing you do before you go to bed, because it can be very strong, and you might really want to just go to sleep right after. But the person will definitely know it's working.
In fact, I have not had anybody tell me that they haven't felt any of the clearings not work, especially the emotional ones. So
Yeah. What
I could say is if they did the emotional clearing and they said they didn't feel anything, then I could say, you know, probably they're not human, number one. They're probably a clone. Or they're completely, not there, put it that way, because I haven't had anybody ever say they haven't felt an emotional clearing.
Yeah, it can be pretty strong. And you may not recognize what it is that, you know, happening, but I know a lot of people feel their body will, like, shake, or you'll yawn, or you'll just be like, oh, well, I'm kind of wanting to pass out, kind of, because you may be so tired. Your body, your mind just wants to shut down and allow the spirit to release all that from the body. And, yeah, it's pretty strong. I turned it up to 20 when I first did it, and I was like, what is happening? But it was great, you know. And then the next day, I slept amazingly well, and woke up and I thought, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm a 5-year-old. Like, I have no attachment to anything. Nothing bothers me, you know? And it was quite amazing. So yeah, I'd be hard pressed to find a person that didn't feel that one either. And I know that you mentioned a while ago, Ron, maybe in years past on one of the older shows, that you always had the energy up to really high, which was the natural energy. And people asked you to please, you know, is there a meter so we could turn it down? Because it was pretty intense and they wanted to do several healings and kind of wanted it to just be, they trusted that it worked and they were okay with that, you know. So, you know, personal choice, I guess, how much you want to feel it, but it is possible to feel it. So, but yeah, just to be clear about the first part, you definitely want to do the spirit integration as well, because you're pulling a lot of darkness out of you, especially during that 20-30 minutes when you're doing the whole life by the person's age. So just open up another clearing, any other clearing. There's many of them that have spirit integration added, and the 2000-year barcode and some of the other bundle clearings from that used to be free. Now they're like $10 for a month for any of them. A lot of those have the integration in there. Okay. Well, let's see here. Oh, this is interesting. Okay, Ron, is there any other healings that you wanted to do?
Well, let's see. We'll see. The first person who sends something in on an email, I'll do, if it's appropriate. So we'll just see what happens. We're waiting for somebody to send something. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, then let me go to another email, and this might spark an idea. It says, This is a reply to something. Somebody had a question, and then a reply was made, and I think it's very important to know and just to go over this every now and then. So it's about the skin aura clearing. So in that clearing, the option for muscle memory is not in there. So what has been suggested is that they click on the spirit integration, which is at the bottom, and write muscle memory next to their name at the top so that that's what's happening. So you're going to just have your name, and then you're going to write muscle memory after the name, but in the spirit integration area, and then you're going to run that. So it's going to run for the muscle memory. And then also, on a general basis, the person who's writing this says, after their name, they write in time and out of time, body and spirit. So again, they have their name, and then they write, in time and out of time, body and spirit. And I believe they do that for all clearings, although we could receive clarification on Friday about that. So, Ron, do you think that's a good idea? Would that work?
Yeah, I think it would, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm going to start doing that, in time and out of time. And then mention your body and spirit. That's very important. And then I know for my computer, once I do that a couple times, it remembers that, and then it's the suggestion, so you don't need to write it in each time, which is nice. And then on a different note, the person is wondering about space-time crashes, how those work. Now, there are directions on the YouTube channel, but just real quick, so you're going to run your 7 different windows for the 7 different aspects of timeline crashes. And then you're going to run your space-time for 10% of the time that you ran your timeline crashes. And you're just going to open another window for that, and you're going to write in there, please crash the space-time for such and such of a situation that you've crashed the timeline for. And you just copy and paste whatever that was, whatever the situation was. And so let's say you run your timeline crashes for like 10,000 minutes, so you can run your space-time for like 10% of that amount of time, and it's done. And you just have to know that it's done. So basically, you're going to write and crash all space-time consecutively, all parts, or crash all space-time timelines consecutively, all parts. You're going to actually write that in the box. And it totally works, so yay. Okay, I hope that helps any listeners out there. Okay, and a couple of these just want to be emailed back. So, all right, Ron. I know that you do a lot of talks at your conferences, and some of them make it to video on YouTube. And I haven't looked in a while, but could you give us a short briefing on what videos may be up that are recent?
I plan to put some more up recently, maybe within the next couple of months here. So there'll be other ones coming forward.
Okay, good. Because they've been a little different now that you're not dealing with so much alien activity anymore. You've focused your talk a little bit on, you know, the healings, what you can do here now, and different strides we've made, but I notice you don't go over the information so much anymore about cloning and stuff like that, because is that not happening as much anymore?
Well, it's still happening, but things have changed on the planet a little bit so that, you know, the alien control here isn't like what it used to be. But yes, good. Things can happen, of course. Just depends, you know, where you are with your consciousness, and if you're choosing to want to get, you know, reconnected and hooked up. So always be, careful on what you're doing, what you're, you know, doing research on the web and stuff, where the timelines can still get you. So it's kind of hard, you know, a lot of the aliens have left here. They're not allowed to come here. But still, things are happening. Not like it used to be. But, you know, it's up to you to hold your consciousness into the present moment. Not up to the aliens to do that for you. They won't give you that particular modality of whatever they're doing to keep you into the present moment. So by all means, you need to stay in the present moment, and then they're going to have less control over you. Oh, so back to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, it was just something I was going to say. But, oh, what if somebody's still having dreams? Just keep crashing
people,
them?
Yeah, people are still getting hooked up. Even the next expo we're going to, they're doing some type of Stargate ceremony into the 12th dimension and this and that. And this is their opening thing. So I started laughing. Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that's the New Living Expo in San Mateo. Doing some kind of weird stuff there. Anyway.
I kind of wish it would stop, but they don't know that. They think they're doing, it feels amazing or whatever, who knows. But it's interesting because there was a place in Northern California several years ago that was a wonderful hot springs that a lot of people used to go to. And I won't say the name, but some people may know of it. And they used to do a lot of that type of activity there, and it burned to the ground a couple of years ago. I think so. And it's unfortunate because it was really a beautiful place. I mean, they had that place just gorgeous, a wonderful pool. But I think maybe they brought in too much of that alien energy, and it finally tried to change the timelines. So
basically, you have the choice of how you want to interact with external energies. That's the bottom line on this here. So it's up to you, because you're in control of life, hopefully. Thing that's not taught by the practitioners is that, like I always say, you don't know where you are when you're not here. Where are you at zero point? And are you abducted at that point and things are happening to you? Oh, you ask anybody about any type of abduction scenario or mind alteration, mind programs, and they may not know it physically because it's not brought to them with that information when they're, living here. But when you're not here, then where are you? And what's happening to you? So that's sort of how I look at it. And most people don't have that consciousness to even think that they're not here, that they're always here, because that's their limited consciousness. Oh, back to you.
Okay. I just noticed something on the email that was sent out for the April 21st special session brain cell rejuvenation healing call. And it says load the free Google Music Player. So you go to YouTube link, and there is a link on here. It's not working for me right now for some reason, but I think it's because it's in not the right mailbox to open. But that link, anyway, would find you, I believe, at a recommended playlist of the 12 source energies, time stops, and also spirit in and out. And you can play all these yourself. So if you're not hearing it enough, or you're not hearing a recording that you want to hear, like maybe it sounds a little off or something, because that's just how cell phones take in music sometimes, you can go straight on your computer to the Creation Lightship website, and you can find all those. So you can listen to the 12 source energies. And I don't know how every computer works, but I know when I download those things, they go straight to my music player, and then I believe I can burn them onto CDs. So you can always, I know people that burn those onto CDs, and then they have them in their, car or whatever, so that they stay peaceful. Kind of cool. Okay. So, all right, we have some cool new emails. Okay. The first effect from emotional clearing, this person noticed, was I was in less judgment. Very nice.
Yep.
That's a bonus. Good. Yep, less judgment just from the emotional clearing. Okay, very good. Thank you, listener. And we have a request, Ron, to work on legs. We do a...
Okay. Here we go. Legs. So you need to specify what part of your leg. So here we go. I'll count to 100. Let's see if we can give you some relief here. So 1, 2. Oh, boy, that's heavy already. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Well, heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh boy, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 100, I believe. So there we go. Wow. How do you feel, Elle?
Well, I feel okay, but I felt okay earlier, so I just feel better now. But if you feel that that was heavy and we need more, you're welcome to do more. I'm not sure. How do you feel about it?
I won't do any more of that, but that was good.
Mm-hmm. So if the person needs more, though, they can get the special healing and they can put in, it was specifically for their right leg, so hopefully that's what they chose when you asked to choose the spot.
That could mm-hmm. work. Maybe you might be able to go into the bundle, Body Jumpstart. They have $200. You got a lot of clearings there,
mm-hmm.
and maybe give that a try, too.
Yeah, that would be good because there's so much going on with the legs, especially like the moving the circulation, moving the blood and joints, bones. Yeah, there's a connective tissue. There's all sorts of things that Body Jumpstart really covers. It's really amazing healing. And then we have another request, actually, Ron, and this is for ribs because, as you may know, ribs actually move. And sometimes they don't move in necessarily the best place that feels good. Your muscles have to adjust and everything. So we have a request for the healing with the ribs.
Okay, here we go. Put your hand on maybe an area that you'd like to have worked on. Boy. Here we go. I'll count to 50. We'll see if that... helped you out with that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okay, we'll see how that works, everybody.
Awesome.
Boy.
Thank you so much. I needed that one, so thank you. That's great. And actually, a listener wrote in about it. I thought that was interesting. Like, oh, goody. Okay. Somebody is requesting a planet clearing for Saturn. I don't know if you do that or not.
No, not. That's, I'm trying to stay on the new Earth. I'm not trying to get dragged into the old stuff, you know? So if you're dealing with Saturn energies, then, you know, do what you can to get into the now so you're not dealing with duality. Remember, our shows are geared now, you know, toward being in the present moment and being on the new earth. And I don't necessarily really like going into that old crap stuff that I've dealt with for my whole lifetime trying to get out of it. So, you know, that's, you know, I want to keep myself clear and be in the new earth energy.
Okay. Now, I know that you do have the planet star healing, so if the person feels that that particular planet is an issue, I'm not sure of its aspects, but maybe it is, they could put that planet in, and you can just clear planet, but you could probably put that the name of that also after your name. Would that help?
Yeah, that can help.
Yeah, that's a great clearing to have. It clears a lot of different aspects of things, vortexes. My gosh, there's like six different choices, and it's called planet star clearing. It's a really good one to have, especially on the night of a full moon. It's always a good one to run. You know, because a lot of people can feel those energy, and it really helps disconnect those energies. So, okay, and we do have one more request for tight ligaments and tendons. They're wondering if you could do a healing, and I also know you probably have a conference call that we cover that.
I'll just do this one here, and that's all that I'll do, you know, for tonight for healing, since we're running out of time anyway. So here we go. Okay. What's that? Ligaments, tendons. So count to 100. To do that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we'll see how that helps you.
Okay, great. And we did. Yeah, we got a testimonial, actually, already for the leg healing that says, I felt hundreds of pounds of weight coming off my calves, which I requested healing for. No wonder Ron said it was heavy. I will be walking light now. Yay.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, and somebody else wrote, thank you for the leg healing. My leg is still tingling. Wow. That's awesome. Okay. Good.
Hold in that space of having that leg healing, okay? So, yeah, that's the best thing to do is to hold where you are now with that and keep the energy flowing so that you're able to integrate more of that healing. So back to you.
Yeah. Okay, Ron, I don't know if you wanted to do one more healing or if you wanted to end the show and we can do more on Friday.
We're already 54 after here. So, everybody, let's start this mind-to-heart drop. So, if you're new, this is what we're doing right now. I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop for you. So, it starts off with, you need to command your spirit. So, you say, I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's great. Okay, everyone. So blessings. So thank you, listeners, for tuning into our show. And thank you, Michelle, and thank you, ladies behind the scenes. So we'll see you later, everyone. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening.